This is WSKG News. Pennsylvanians in Susquehanna County are trying to prevent an industrial waste incinerator from moving in. It's early in the process, though. The company says it hasn't filed a formal proposal with the state yet. But there are memories of the contentious hydrofracking debate in the air. Residents worry that if they don't act now, the company will be permitted to build. WSKG's Monica Sandreski headed to the site where the incinerator would go.
It's a warm summer afternoon in the New Milford Township, about 25 miles south of Binghamton. Susquehanna County resident Frank Finnan walks along Jennings Road behind the Sunoco station and stops.
This is it. It's a big open field and parallel to Route 81.
It's a field of tall brown grass, 114 acres Finnan is trying to keep free of an industrial waste incinerator. He's here today to do his own air quality test. Finnan says he's spent the past few years advocating for what he sees as a clean environment for him and his neighbors.
If you look at it in slow motion, you know, it's like every time something horrible happens, the following week something new horrible happens. And it made the previous week look better. So we keep on calling it the new normal.
Finnan's daughter Kelly calls it an avalanche. Together, they've made dozens of signs and stuck them along county roads. They've outfitted protesters with no incinerator t-shirts that have an image of a factory with skulls floating out the top. Finnan calls himself a victim of his convictions. He feels like he's got to stop this industrial waste incinerator. Earlier this year, the company Tyler Corners posted on its website a few paragraphs about plans to build a business park that include an incinerator. Beyond that, there's not much publicly available information. County leaders have had a few email exchanges with one of the company's partners, Tom Donato. Donato is also the president of a medical waste disposal company based in North Carolina. Donato wouldn't speak on tape for this story, but did say if his company does propose an incinerator, medical waste would not be a part of it.
You know, enough's enough. It's time to have public meetings, let the public know what you're up to, and disclose what you're trying to do.
That's Susquehanna County Commissioner Alan Hall. He's not against the idea of the project. Hall says he's in a tough spot because one of his goals is to bring jobs into the area, so he wants residents to be open to new industries. But that attitude, plus the fragmented information on the project, has contributed to residents feeling suspicious. At a recent county meeting, the air was tense. Resident Edna Paskoff spoke directly to Commissioner Hall about her worries of the ripple effects of the project.
How do you think the real estate values are going to be affected if somebody puts in a hazardous waste incinerator? Do you think, this is a question, do you think that the property values will stay up or decline, and will the people be able to sell their homes if they choose, or they have to leave because they're being poisoned? That's a question.
Paskoff and other residents quiz county leaders about how much they know and asked if zoning laws could keep out the incinerator. There's another concern. One of the partners Tom Donato of Tyler Corners originally listed in an email to county leaders is Richard Ireland. This summer, the federal government indicted Ireland for bribing a former state treasurer. Tom Donato now says Richard Ireland is not a part of the project. Commissioner Hall says he wants residents to be as informed as possible, but to deal with facts, not hysteria. Tom Donato of Tyler Corners says there aren't many details of the project because they're still in the due diligence stage. Donato says they should have more details in the late fall. Donato says he and his engineering staff plan to have a preliminary meeting with the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection this month. If they do file a proposal, Donato says, then residents can know the other partners on the project. In Susquehanna County, Monica Sandreski, WSKG News.